I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and I'm going to throw some college football previews on the one-on-one feed over the next couple of weeks. And these previews, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. We will start with a new program in the area. Salem Community College down in Carneys Point in South Jersey, preparing for its first ever season of football. Jay Accorsi, who spent years leading the way at Division III Rowan University in Glassboro, is the man building the Mighty Oaks program from the ground up. I had the chance to head out to practice one day and talk to Accorsi about what year one has been like.
We talked when this became public and you came on board. How much of a challenge, how much fun have the last several months been kind of leading up to this point?
Yeah, it's obviously been a challenge. You know, the last couple of weeks, not so much fun because you're trying to put all this together. But it's been awesome. You know, we got like 90-plus players. You know, just past Friday, we're up at Montclair. We had a really competitive scrimmage with them. Things are really falling into place. There have been a lot of pieces to put together in this. President Mike Gorman's been unbelievable. Bob Hughes, the athletic director, has been unbelievable. And, you know, to pull something like this off, you need a lot of people kind of aligned, thinking the same way and doing a lot of work behind the scenes. So, yeah, it's been fun starting a program. It'll be rewarding when the season's over, but right now there's just so much work to do. But it has been fun. It has really been fun.
The one thing that jumps out at you coming out here to practice, you're not hurting for numbers. You've got a tremendous amount of kids out here.
Yeah, we knew we'd fluctuate. That was a concern of a lot of people that didn't know about this. That wasn't a concern for me. I knew there was a need for junior college football with Lackawanna going Division II and Monroe going Division II. Those are two of the big ones kind of on the East Coast. You have the three in New York. You have the one in North Jersey that's kind of been up and down. The nearest one down south is North Carolina, and the nearest one out west is Ohio. So, you know, Delaware, New Jersey, you know, Philly, even Maryland, Virginia, even Florida. That was never a concern that I had. I know that was a big concern everybody had, but our numbers are really good, and we're going to be probably around 90 plus, pretty strong through the season, which I think is a great start.
So let's talk a little X and O here as you head into this opener. Where are the strengths? Are there certain positions that have really popped maybe a little bit ahead of others?
Yeah, I think we're pretty dynamic on defense. I think we're really skilled in the back end and the secondary. I think we got some good linebackers. I knew doing this we were going to be, you know, from the start, a little bit thin up front on both sides of the ball. The offensive line has been surprising, though, for us. Deep at, you know, running back, deep at wide receiver. You know, we got a couple of good quarterbacks. So I think we're pretty well set at most positions, which I knew we would be. Again, now it's getting them, you know, lined up in the right spots, running the right plays. There's a lot of things we got to work on. But obviously up at Montclair on Friday, I thought we showed signs of starting to put it together as a team. So now we just got to keep pushing and doing more.
How cool is it, like you said, you've been working on this for so long. And for a lot of the time, it's numbers, it's proposals, it's paperwork, it's discussions. What is it like to now see it coming together and to watch your team scrimmage and to be working your way towards a season opener?
It's really awesome, and that's one of the reasons why I was interested in doing this. You know, how often does a football coach or any coach get a chance to start a program from scratch? Literally last August at this time, I was putting together, okay, what do we need for equipment, and how are we going to recruit, and how are we going to use a practice facility, and we're going to play games, and the players that maybe need to find housing, where are they going to live, and what area are you going to recruit, and what coaches are you going to have? So that's the part that was very intriguing for me and very exhilarating to do, was to start from scratch. And, every football, every shoulder pad, every helmet, every practice, all the equipment, all the coaches, you know, everything had to be planned for. And I think we did a pretty good job, again, you know, with the benefit of, you know, a president and athletic director that have put a lot into this. I think that has helped and made it easier to do. But again, I think it's my experience over my 30 plus years too, doing small college football. I kind of know, you know, that's the benefit of small college football. You have to do everything. So I think that has helped in this experience. But how often does it, you know, does somebody get a chance to start a program? You know, the coach at Alabama doesn't, you know, the coach at Temple, Casey doesn't, you know, I get a chance to do that. So that's really cool for me to kind of start from scratch and build something from nothing.
Without giving away state secrets from an X and O standpoint, will maybe people that watched your teams at Rowan recognize some of the stuff that you guys run here?
Probably a little bit, but a little different. Different staff. We're going to be more of an odd man on defense, so we're more of a 3-3 stack. Offensively, we're going to be probably a mix. We're really going to have to run the football just because we don't have a lot of experience. But yes, I think if you were to see teams in the past that I was involved in, my hope is this program and this team will be the same. Sound fundamentally, good football players, work really hard, try not to make a lot of mistakes, try to take advantage of other teams' mistakes, and try to play clean football. I think some of the things that you've seen from the past will be evident in this team with the Mighty Oaks.
That will do it for this look at the Salem Community College Mighty Oaks. This one-on-one college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Many thanks to Salem head coach Jay Accorsi for taking the time to chat. The historic first game in Mighty Oaks history, well, that's set for Saturday, August 29th at Pennsville High School against Hudson Valley Community College. It will be a 1 o'clock kickoff. We will have more college football previews coming your way soon. Thanks for listening.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.